morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, July 1st already. It's a beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. I'm Stacy Ann. Fun to hang out with you, and I'm trusting that you're excited about this weather forecast as we look forward to a wonderful weekend. Today, temperature going to be about 67 degrees as we move over the next few days in the high 70s. But man, I don't even see looking up all the way through in a week. I don't even see any rain in the forecast. That's kind of interesting for this time of year, isn't it? Here in Oregon. And as we look at headline news, before we get to that, I've got a few birthdays to announce. Happy birthday going out to my beautiful daughter-in-law, or daughter-in-love, I like to say, Abigail Winter. Yes, it's her birthday today. Also a very good friend of the family, good friend of mine, almost like another mom, Judy Vanderpool. It's her birthday today. And my friend Heather Stuckert, she loves to ride motorcycles as well. It's her birthday today. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You are so incredibly special, and we celebrate you today. Thanks going out to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for sponsoring our show, 503-885-0789. If you need any insurance needs, financial advising, Bill is the guy. And looking at the headline news, oh, so much going on throughout the region and here in Oregon, of course, today. Full effect, every single county. Doesn't matter if you've had a COVID case or not. There's a risk, according to Governor Kate Brown, and so everybody needs to, in public indoor spaces, wear a face mask, of course, unless you have a medical condition in which they're not allowed to ask you what that is. Everybody is encouraged and mandated, I guess, by the governor to wear a face mask, and there's a lot of uproar about that and a lot of people pretty upset about that because the numbers aren't adding up. They're saying that there's all these increases and all of these increase in numbers, and I still have not heard back. I did write yesterday. If you were listening into the show yesterday morning, I asked the question, these presumptive numbers, right? What is presumption? What defines presumption? Confirmed cases and presumption, right? Well, right now in the total cases for Oregon, 8,656 total cases. And that is since January 24th. They've tested 237,000 people, right? Out of that, 228,000 are negative. So 8,656 total cases. Now, does that include the presumption? Or is that just positive cases? It's very loosey-goosey in my mind, and it should be in yours as well. What isn't real sure, and what they're not sure, and they're throwing out there now, is the college-age kids. All of a sudden, the college-age kids, they're having incidences of COVID-19. Do you suppose it could be the protests? Perhaps. Maybe all of those folks hanging out together starting Memorial Day weekend, maybe. I don't know. But one of the things that I have watched on Facebook, and it's been an interesting last 4 days, actually over the weekend, my cell phone died. I haven't even talked about this. Yes, my cell phone died, and in my attempts to resurrect it, I got a new one, which is really awesome. Sent it in the mail within 24 hours, but I can't seem to get it to connect and all the backup and all my contacts and all of that. So it's been I've kind of been out of touch a little bit. But on Facebook, when I get on through my computer, I've seen a lot of folks make suggestions that maybe I should volunteer a day on that Recall Kate petition. Perhaps a good idea. Maybe they need some volunteers. What if we got enough signatures? If you're really content and happy with where things are right now, I guess we keep doing the same old thing. If you're not, there's things we can do about it. And I recommend and suggest you and I getting together, rolling up our sleeves, and doing something about it. Isn't that a great idea? And not only that, do we have the mask requirement, but we're 60 more days of state of emergency. So that gives our governor all the authority, all the power to keep creating all of this guidelines and rules for us. It kind of feels, early on, it felt like we were in school and we had to ask for a pass to leave to go to the bathroom, right? Or to do anything in life. And it kind of still feels like that. And so in an effort to stay encouraged and bring hope and do things, I'm continuing to bring people on the show, guests on the show that help us be a part of the solution. And I love this next organization. In fact, we figured out already in the last 4 months that we started this morning show, this is our fifth time on the air with us here in the morning show. And I love their name. We Are the Solution. Because you and I, my friend, we can be a part of the solution. It's easy to sit here. I know I spent a good amount of time already this morning kind of talking about the state of the state and where we're at, and kind of sounds like I'm complaining and being a negative Nelly, which is so not me. But we can make a difference and we can be a part of the solution. And so I've got two wonderful gentlemen in the studio with me. I've got Jess and Baron, and they're with Kickin' Cancer. And I want to introduce Jess to you. We're going to start out talking to Jess a little bit. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stacey.
Thank you for hanging out today. Doing all right?
Yes, I'm doing very
well.
Are you
a coffee drinker in the morning?
You know, I'm really not.
You're not? What do you do to get started with your day?
Well, you know, I actually get up at about 5 o'clock every morning. And I get up, I do some yoga, and I drink a large glass of water, and
right.
I start going.
Everybody has their morning thing, you know, that they like to do to get going. I'm on my second cup of coffee this morning, and it's nice to have you here today. And you have a unique background here in Salem in the area. You've been involved in community things. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I came into Salem actually as the membership director for the YMCA back in 2001.
Yeah.
And that's where I started. And I've spent about 10 years with the YMCA. And then after I left the YMCA, I was just looking for a better way to provide for my family. And so in the midst of my transition, I went into sales for quite a while. And then I moved from there and I went to work as an assistant manager for Walmart. And
awesome.
I was there with them for about 5 years and then came to a point where it was very obvious that was not a good fit for me and my family. And so I moved on from there. And quite honestly, right now I'm on the board with Kickin' Cancer with Baron.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I'm putting together an enterprise for myself. And while I'm doing that, I'm a home care worker.
Awesome.
Quite honestly.
Okay. Well, it's all good. It's all about, it all works towards the mission, right?
It absolutely
it's
does.
It's all people-centered and doing the best that we can in our community. And I appreciate you being here with Kickin' Cancer and what you've done. We met probably right after we had moved back to Salem, and we met at a seminar,
and
I remembered the YMCA connection, and I'm excited about Kickin' Cancer and the mission of Kickin' Cancer. What excites you about it, and how did you get involved?
Well, what excites me about it is that, you know, we actually have a legitimate opportunity here to help people understand that the best way to not die from cancer is to not get it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, there's a lot of things that a person can do in regards to lifestyle choices and the way in which you take care of your health to really, you know, hedge against that factor. You know, so that's not no guarantee that you're not going to get cancer, but there's a lot of things you can do to help yourself to make that not actually happen in your life. And when it does, and if it does, there's still, again, there's a lot of things you can do. A lot of them are centered around lifestyle choices,
mm-hmm.
but things that you can do to mitigate that. And I think that that's just a spectacular opportunity. And I'm sure just like just about everybody else that I know, my life too has been affected with members of my family who have passed from cancer. And it's quite a tragedy, especially when you come to realize that some of the things that happened didn't need to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, just in the short time, Baron, since we were together last month, the beginning of last month, I found out a very, very good girlfriend of mine in Colorado has been diagnosed with cancer, and the difficulty has been getting it identified, and all of it. She hasn't been feeling well, all of this during the COVID-19. And I think about the pandemic and what we're going through, and how unless it had to deal with COVID-19 or was an extreme emergency, a lot of people put their medical care on hold, right? And
oh, yeah.
So I love the message of kicking cancer and the preventative things, things that we can do to build up our immunity, take care, take control of our own health, and the things that we're choosing to put into our body, right, each
That's
and every
right.
day. And
yep.
What's one thing that you do every day of all the stuff that you learn that you think is essential in prevention of cancer?
Well, if I was to say there was one thing in particular that I have done, and that would be that I have really taken a hard look and am very careful about what I eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, number one, I don't drink soda
mm-hmm.
ever. And I haven't actually drank soda for probably about 10 years now. And I actually can't drink it now. If I were to drink it, it would immediately affect me, and it is not pleasant.
Mm.
The second thing I would say, the more recent thing, would be I have completely eliminated all fast food out of my life.
Wow. Wow. And when you think about that and our culture, of course, during COVID-19, a lot of people weren't able to do the quick run through. I mean, some people did if they had takeout, but it made it
right.
a little bit more of a choice to do so, right?
Sure.
So a lot of people were cooking from home and making recipes and
yeah.
looking at gardening for the first time in many years and things like that. I find that interesting. Was that a hard switch to make?
You know, it really wasn't for me, simply because I was very much aware of the whole cancer issue and really wanted to make that impact for me. It was harder for my family because I was kind of imposing that on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been a terrible, terrible thing. One of the results of that though was, you know, I really kind of came to a place where I found out how much I personally enjoy cooking.
Right.
And so, you know, I cook most of the meals now, and I cook them with intention and want to make sure that myself mm-hmm. and my family are eating as healthy as we can. And, you know, we don't all have the ability to buy, you know, the most premier ingredients that we want, but we do have a lot of choices in being able to decide what we don't want to have. And it makes a difference. And I have found it's made a difference for me in the way in which I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite happy with, you know, the way I not only the way I feel, but the way I look right now. I feel pretty healthy. I feel good.
Right.
And I have seen some of the results happen I have a daughter at home, 14, and mm-hmm. she's doing very well. And I have to say, you know, my wife has also benefited.
Sure. Sure. What's your favorite meal to make then?
Oh, my favorite meal probably to make would be, I'm going to be honest and say it's going to be fajitas. Yeah.
Fresh veggies.
All the fresh stuff.
Do you use it with chicken or steak?
Both.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. We might have to rustle up a recipe and put it on Facebook or something today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We're going to continue the conversation with Jess. Barron's going to join in after this break. Thank you for tuning in. Happy July 1st to you. We'll be back after this. Wherever you are this morning, we're so glad you're tuning in. We're continuing the conversation with the Kicking Cancer Guy, Barron Robinson, and Jess, and so excited to have you both here. Thank you, Barron, for being here today.
It is always a pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. We have had quite a month, and it's fun. Every few days or so, you and I kind of touch base about what's going on and what you have going on. And we've got some fun things planned in the future. And, of course, now that we are in phase two, believe it or not, we are in phase two here in Marion County, which means we can have bigger meetings and do some face-to-face things. Still some restrictions and some guidelines, and we want to be mindful of that. But because we really don't want to go backwards. We really don't. We want to keep moving forward. But, again, having you on the air and talking about what we can do, taking personal responsibility with our own health, the choices that we make, making those good moves, we want to make cancer unthinkable. Can you give us an update of where we're at with some of our stats, some of the things that, why this is such an urgent need? And I guess maybe we're more mindful because of COVID-19 and talking about numbers and not wanting to spread, you know, the fear and the actual virus. Talk to us a little bit about Marion County, our area, the Pacific Northwest. Give us some numbers. Give us some facts, man.
Let me give you an even bigger number. I read this actually in the Statesman Journal yesterday. There are now 10 million confirmed cases of COVID worldwide.
Wow.
10 million. But in 2015, 8.8 million people died from cancer.
Worldwide. Wow.
So the confirmed cases doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means you got COVID. But 8.8 million people actually did die worldwide. And in my efforts to create a presence on social media, for those that don't know, KC Guy on social media, that's Kicking Cancer Guy, that's me. And I have almost 5,000 followers all over the world, mm-hmm. which truly amazes me every day I think about it. But I got a message from somebody in Uganda mm-hmm. that said, between cancer and COVID, I'm scared.
Right.
And that's Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is a global issue.
Well, and one of the things about the COVID-19, again, that I think is making people more aware is being, in a sense, sensitive to others around and what they're facing and going through. And since we were together last month, I have this good girlfriend who in Colorado has been diagnosed with cancer. And it's difficult for me in that it's hard when someone you know is going through that and you're kind of away from them, you know, and the difficulty about COVID-19 is everybody's in such isolation that, and on top of that, they have maybe or walking through cancer or diagnosis of cancer. What is Kicking Cancer doing right now to stay connected to people who might be walking through cancer and the fight? You're designed to bring that support and help. Talk to us a little bit of what you've been doing through this pandemic.
When the pandemic first hit back in March, so I met you in February at mm-hmm. one of our sit-down live seminars.
Right.
We had one planned for March, and when COVID hit, we just had to really think how we were going to get our message out there. And I really believe that God stepped in and gave me an idea that has just blossomed. Mm-hmm. People who use Facebook, you can do Facebook Live.
Right.
You can just go on your phone and hit Facebook Live, and now you're talking to whoever's listening to you on Facebook.
Mm.
And so we did that. We've done 2 cooking shows. We've done 2 exercise shows. And then we had Brenda from Yuma, Arizona, talk about her fight and what she does. Almost 3,000 people saw Brenda's show on mm-hmm. Facebook. I could never have got those kind of numbers if we hadn't had to rethink it because of COVID.
Yes, and so staying connected, looking to do things differently, still fundraising, still bringing in awareness, educating, empowering, encouraging, all of those kinds of things happening, even though you had to do it a little differently,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and the one thing that we have a great example, and if we have time, I'd love to share some more about her, but this gal named Rachel Brettbrunner lives down in the Albany area, diagnosed with bone cancer. We put an event on for her last October,
mm-hmm.
and she was battling through the chemo and the bone cancer, and a bunch of her friends showed up at this restaurant in Corvallis called the Angry Beaver Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd donate 25% of the proceeds, so just show up and have dinner. Well, we put together a silent auction. We had disco music going, and that lady's walking now.
Wow.
And I firmly believe with some of the stuff that I've read that your cells will respond to social support,
mm-hmm.
and isolating in COVID is, I understand the reasoning for it, but it's not helping you at a cellular level.
Right, right. And I agree. In mental health, spiritual, all of those things, the isolation is not how we were designed to be. We're designed to be together. We're designed in community. And the beautiful thing about Kicking Cancer and that we are the solution is that, and we're all better together, truly better together, not just the cliche that we're hearing, is that you do have support.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out there, listener, and you have a friend, if you have someone that you know is facing, maybe just got a diagnosis yesterday, and they're not sure, and maybe you want to know how you could be supportive. Maybe you want to get plugged in so you can learn. There's a resource of information. You have a website. What is your website?
It's kicking-cancer.org.
Kicking-cancer.org. And then a Facebook page is?
So we have 2 Facebook pages. We Are the Solution is the Facebook page for the organization or KC Guy is me. You're going to get tips and information from both of those.
And I think it's so important that we stay connected, do the best that we can. And as we move forward and as the phases open up in our counties, we'll have the ability to start doing and planning some things in the future. And I'm so excited because how I'm designed is to network and connect and build bridges and say, hey, you need to meet this person and you need to meet this person. And we're going to move forward with a great mission. And after we come back from this break, we're going to talk about a little aha moment that Baron and I had and making some of those connections for the greater good, because we've got some fun things coming up. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use on this wonderful day. I want to remind you, if you have a suggestion of someone that I could interview, someone in your community, maybe someone you go to church with a unique story, and they you think it'd be fun to have them on the radio, send me a suggestion. Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. I want to do a shout out to my Sunday school teacher, Pat Combes. Yes, I got to see her yesterday, and she gave me a long list of people potentially that I can interview, and it was so good to connect with her and Ken Pingle. He was another one that I went to church with growing up as a kid. We've been visiting all kinds of people in this community with my parents here visiting, and it's just been a delightful week so far. We're so glad you're tuning in this morning. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful Wednesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm curious, did you get a chance to pick up your Best of the Willamette Valley little guide here? It's a wonderful magazine full of 329 voted best businesses, best eat and drink, health and beauty, home and garden, motors, professional services, school, shopping, things to do, even nonprofit. Yes, indeed, you need to pick yours up. In fact, we just got a delivery of a whole stack of them right here at the KSLM studio if you want to stop by during business hours and pick up your own copy. It's also, you can go online, bestofthewillamettevalley.com, and learn more. Congratulations going out to so many of our area businesses. And if you're not listed and you're a business owner, you're not listed this year, I encourage you to get signed up for next year, because it's a wonderful opportunity to promote your business and certainly support one another and support for us too, to get behind you and know who to support. And it's voted by the consumers, and I love that part of it. We are hanging out together in the studio with Kicking Cancer. We are the solution. Baron is here and Jess from their board of directors, and we're talking everything we can do to eradicate cancer. And the thought, it would be, Baron, you and I have talked about this before, you know, for our grandchildren someday and the future generations to go, do you remember when there was cancer? No, I don't remember. You know, it's kind of like, I know my grandma had when they had polio, remember? And she walked with a little bit of a limp. And I think she had suffered through that as a child. You know, that's just not something we hear about anymore. And so it's important to do what we can do to prevent it in our own personal lives and those of the ones that we love. And when someone is contending with it, help them through it and bring them as much support and financial contributions as well. And we've got some things coming up. I know that you and Baron, Jess, you talked a little bit in the first segment how you got involved and what's your why, in a sense, and why you're motivated to get involved. But you guys also do these incredible adventure things. I don't know. In my 50s, I'm a part of the Life Runner movement, which is a pro-life organization. And I say I'm a walker because I'm a billboard longer with the message of, you know, support the preborn, right? And the unborn, and keeping that mindful. But these incredible journeys that you guys do, this Spartan race thing, holy cow. It's like climbing walls and on your tummy. It reminds me, I did a stint in ROTC in college. It kind of reminds me of that when we did land night navigation and hurrah and all of that. How did you get involved in any of this? This is just
Well, it was
amazing.
Pretty wild, actually. So how it all started out was a couple of years ago now. I actually had just heard about this really fun race called the Warrior Dash, and I wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. And I actually had was talking with Baron. I remember we were sitting actually at a Jamba Juice, and we were kind of catching up on what we were both doing, and I had a Warrior Dash shirt on, and I showed it to him, and I was saying, hey, you know, I want to go do this thing. You should come do it with me. And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. And so that was, you know,
the rest is history.
Well, actually, not really, because what was going to happen was we were going to go do that, and then very shortly thereafter, my daughter is getting married, and they chose the weekend of the Warrior Dash.
Oh, boy.
So I had to call up Baron and say, hey, sorry, dude, but I'm not going to make it. Mm-hmm. But as a result of that, what happened was he took his sister, Brenda, and they had a great time.
Yay.
And shortly after that, Baron says, hey, I heard about this other race. It's called the Spartan Race. Man, we should go do that. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I looked it up and found it's, you know, it's a pretty big thing. And so we did do that, and in the process of doing that, I got a much closer connection with cancer. I actually dedicated my efforts to a cancer person, and that actually really is what significantly changed me was was putting those efforts towards that person, and I was present there when she passed away, which was really pretty tough, but. Through the process of the races, we had decided that we wanted to do something even a little bigger. So they have this thing called a trifecta, and we decided to commit and go do that. And that involves running basically a 3 miler, an 8 miler, and a 12 miler. And we wanted to make sure that we were prepared to do it. So again, the training, and we went and did it, and we're happy to say that we actually did it. But for me, the issue was, you know, I'm enjoying the obstacle course races, but I actually don't want to run farther because we're both in our 50s. And
go 50s.
Well, you know,
all three of us are 50s.
Well, the thing was, it wasn't that it wasn't impossible because I mean, it was fine to do it. But the fact of the matter was, is that I'm at a point in my life where I don't feel like I need to run farther.
Right.
I want to have fun doing it. Right. And I love the physical challenge, but running farther is not part of my...
Yeah, it's not on my bucket list anymore.
So while we were doing that, we were also talking about what we can do to enhance the Kick and Cancer movement and where we can go. And the two main pillars are to eat real food and to go do some movement.
Right.
And so we got to a point where I just said, you know, I think we could do this Spartan thing, but we could do it ourselves for our cause. Mm-hmm. And the end of the story is I came up with the Centurion. Mm-hmm. And the Centurion is an obstacle course race.
Right.
And it's only going to be the 5K. So it's, you know, 3.12 miles.
Oh, awesome. I could do this one.
Well, and even more so, it came to me that it was important that we did include everybody. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be able to include people who could just They just wanted to walk it.
Right.
And so we are going to start out as there's a 5K walk where you can walk or run it. But then we're going to have levels. So it'll be a level 1, 2, and 3 where we will have level 1 will have 15 obstacles, level 2 will have 25, and level 3 will have 35. So we can attract everybody. So people who just want to walk, there's a place for them. People who want to really push themselves as hard as they possibly can and really, really just go for it, we have a place for them too.
Good.
And everything in between. And in the process, the idea is so that when people come to the race, they can see all the other things that are happening and we can tease them to want to do more.
To push.
That's
Go further next time.
You can go a little further. You can go a little further. And it's all about, like we've talked here before, it's about taking control of your own health, of your own life, making your own decisions. And it again, it's going to be lifestyle choices that allow you to get to where you want to go and truly be in charge for yourself.
Well, and there's nothing feels as good as fit.
Absolutely.
You know, being fit and healthy, it's not even a number on the scale necessarily. It's just knowing that you're healthy, that you can do that walk without losing your breath. You
right.
can, you know, have the energy and not have the highs and lows because of your blood sugar crashing throughout the day, things like that. It is really important that we set ourselves up for success health-wise and taking that control. Baron, I'm going to bring you in on the conversation because you do seminars on healthy eating, what you can do. You know, you've done cooking seminars online, you've done face-to-face seminars, and you've got some things coming up here this month. Talk to us a little bit, and this is our aha moment that we had building yeah. bridges and connecting. You were looking for a place to potentially host a seminar now that we can meet face to face, and I said I have a place
yes.
and I have a person who is my friend Diana, and I know I've talked about it on the air before, and she's been on the air a couple times with Honky Tonk's Bar and Grill, and of course they were closed during the pandemic, so they haven't had any business for several months. Now they're reopened, and so we're looking for ways to help connect them to the community.
Right.
And you went and visited with her, and you set up a date. Tell us a little more about this.
So July the 18th is a Saturday from 9 to 1. We're going to do one of our wellness fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme is I will not be afraid.
Oh, timely.
Yes.
Yes.
And we just figured that there are three C's in our world right now that are scaring people. Cancer, COVID, and civil unrest.
Mm.
And you have to have some tools to deal with that.
Right.
And so our first speaker is Jason Holt. He's a local chiropractor, but his topic is actually preventive maintenance is the key.
Good.
And he did a great analogy when I was talking with him. He said, taking care of your car, yeah, it costs a little bit to do an oil change and, you know, change your air filter. It's a whole lot more expensive to change the whole engine out.
Right.
And the same thing applies to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So spend some money now to take care of it, or spend a whole lot more money later when your body starts to break down.
Right.
And then our second speaker is actually driving from Medford up here.
Good.
She is one of the national directors with a company called doTERRA.
Mm-hmm.
And in doTERRA oils, I'm not making a pitch for doTERRA oils. I'm just saying that there are lots of ways to deal with health.
Mm-hmm.
But she's one of their national directors. She's volunteering her time driving from Medford. And her topic is, what's in your toolkit?
Good.
So what do you have to combat this?
Mm-hmm.
But the aha moment was we had this all set. I had the flyer done, ready to print, and the place we wanted to do it because of where it was at had different COVID rules, and they said we can have about 9 people in here. And we
mm-hmm.
said, that's not, I mean, no offense, but that's just not worth our time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to quickly find a new place, and then you called. Well, guess what? Restaurants and bars have different rules in this other place. So I'm with Diana, and walked through the whole place. Big place.
Lots of space.
It's lots of space. It's basically like a big, huge warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
She has the tables all set up,
mm-hmm.
very COVID
mm-hmm.
friendly, I guess is the
yeah,
right phrase.
Compliant.
And I said, so we had thought 30. That was mm-hmm. kind of the number we thought. I said, what can we have? She says, a lot more than that.
Yes, yes. So it's an open-ended opportunity, and you're going to have people there with booths.
Yes.
KSLM's going to be there. We'll be there as well. Yeah. It's going to be a fun day.
And it's free.
And there's no expense to
come. And I want to give a shout-out to Kona Ice of Northwest Salem. And
mm-hmm.
if you've seen those little mobile shave ice
yeah,
trucks,
sure.
they paid the cost. You can come to this free.
Yes. And so that, again, give us the date on that.
July the 18th.
At
Honky Tonk's Grill between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And you register by going to kcstaffblogger@gmail.com. Just say
right.
you want to go.
And we'll put links on our Facebook page and on our website on this podcast as well later on. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM news that you can use on this day and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. We're having a wonderful day and hanging out in the studio with Kicking Cancer, and we are the solution, Jess and Baron in the studio. And I don't know if you guys do any yard work or have anything around your garage that you need to dispose of, but I want to make the suggestion. There is a wonderful place called Clayton Ward Recycling. They accept concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, gravel, and cardboard, maybe newspaper, office paper hanging around. They will take that for you. In fact, many things don't have a charge. There's some things that there's a charge for, but it's no waiting to dump it off. Easy unloading, fast and friendly service, family owned and operated for 50 years. Clayton Ward Recycling. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, 7 to 3 on Saturday. You can give them a call, 503-393-8700. And it is the season for working out in the yard. And as we look towards the long weekend, some people have some extra time off over the 4th of July if they're back to work. It's certainly nice to know that these kinds of folks are around to help us out. And it's also nice to know that we continue to get some sponsorship, and we're thankful for our businesses and our partners. And we were talking about Kicking Cancer being, you are a nonprofit organization, and you filed all your paperwork, and you're waiting here. And I know with the shutdown of the government and all that, it's taken longer for people to get their responses, but you filed, and so that's...
And they cash our check.
And yeah, exactly. So, you know, that part is done. But you are getting people to sponsor your organization, and you're developing, because you're only... not even 2 years officially, because you just filed your nonprofit work, and it's just been fun to see the growth and the outreach. You have a new program that you're going to be launching. You don't have all the details, but you have a general idea of what you're doing, Baron. Talk to us a little bit about this program.
So it's called Pathways. And if you think about many of the families that you know that are going through a cancer situation, so maybe one of the siblings might have cancer, and some of you have heard me talk about Nolan DeHart and his mm-hmm. story. So Nolan had a brother, or has a brother. He still has a brother. And as Linda and Brent had to take care of Nolan, because mm-hmm. Nolan's got blood cancer twice mm-hmm. before he turns 15 years old, there's a lot of family dynamics that are helping Nolan through that. It would be very easy for the other brother to get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
And we realize as an organization that if we're going to create programs, they need to be ones that don't exist someplace else. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's already a program over here doing it, then why do we need to create another one? Just
right.
send them to that direction. So Pathways is a mentorship program mm-hmm. where volunteers come in and take the brother of Alex bowling to the beach mm-hmm. One-on-one, just spend some time with them so that they don't feel lost in that shuffle of dealing with cancer.
Well, I know the support is so incredibly important of siblings and the family, and that would help parents mm-hmm. certainly so that they can give attention to their children, knowing that their other children are getting encouragement and get support as well. And so that's good to hear about this program. You're also looking at a potential fundraiser in the future from one of the gals that you've been supporting all along. And you don't have a date on that, but you're talking about doing an event, right?
Right.
And that's something that Kicking Cancer does, is events. And you raise money specifically to come alongside people contending with cancer as well. And so you think maybe August-ish?
Probably August. And obviously in August when we talk, we'll have
yes.
some specifics laid out. But one fun example that I can tell you in the past is, again, with Nolan, mm-hmm. We supported him through fourth quarter of last year. So mm-hmm. October, November, December, it dawned on me that you're out Christmas shopping anyway.
Right.
You're probably going to go out to dinner because you don't want to go home and cook.
Right.
So I just rallied a few of the local restaurants, even Northern Lights Theater, mm-hmm. and we called it Night Out for Nolan.
Oh, fun.
And so while you're out, just stop at this place this day, and they donated a percentage. So it didn't cost you a thing. You
right.
were going to go to eat anyway.
Right.
And we raised almost $400 from Northern Lights alone.
Incredible.
He donated 100% of ticket sales for that day.
I love it.
And the great thing, and Jess was there when we did it, we handed Nolan a check for $800.
Incredible. See, all
cool.
of those little things make
it was
a
really
difference.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you, having a background in working in membership drives and things
yeah.
like that, you know how momentum happens when one person stands up and says, I'm going to go
yep.
in this direction for a cause, and people start gathering and gathering. In a sense, Baron is like that Pied Piper, right, for Kicking Cancer. It's like wherever Baron goes, he puts out the call and people start following, right?
That's true.
Isn't that a great
yeah,
picture
it is.
Of who
it
he is.
Is
and how he works?
Well, and I would
yeah.
tell your viewers, just to have something really fun, just go to YouTube and write in Crazy Dancing Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the funniest video. It was actually taken in the Gorge when they had those concerts.
Yeah.
And it's this shirtless guy who's dancing really stupid. I mean, he's just a
Euphemian. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
He is dancing like nuts. And it's a whole thing about leadership. And what it says is that the leader isn't the shirtless dancing guy. The leader is the first person who decides to step out of the crowd
and do it.
And do it with him. And so that guy comes over and he's dancing stupid too.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden a few more join, and pretty soon you're actually the outsider because you're not dancing stupid.
I love
So everyone looks at me, but you know what? The leader is Jess, because he's the one that stepped up and said, I'm going to follow you guys.
I love it. And it takes a team. It takes all of us doing what we can do and being part of the solution. And that's, I can't say it enough here. What can we do to make a difference? And we can make a difference. In fact, on my Facebook page last week, I talked and I've told a story over and over again about the starfish, right? Mm. And when my kids were here, we were on the beach and there was a big purple starfish right on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here's a starfish. It's going to die because it's still, you turn it over and it's still got his little tentacles, you know, or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, we've got to get in. So I said, Nathan, will you go put this in the rocks in the water? Cause the tide's coming back in. And so he went out there and did that. And I wandered a little further and there was another starfish. So he did it again. And the story is, there's a young man throwing starfish back on the beach, and there's tons of them. And an older man came up to him and said, oh, can't you see there's so many of them out there? What difference is it going to make? And he tosses it back in the ocean and said it made a difference for this one.
Right.
Made a difference. And I actually got to experience that
couple
weeks ago. And I've been sharing that story for many, many years. It makes a difference for one person, and if it makes that impact on them and their family, if we make a difference by our education with helping them get better, that doesn't even sound right, help them make better choices with their food, stop drinking soda, take power of their own choices of what we put in our mouth, we can eradicate.
Well, one of the phrases that I'm trying to get people to understand is, save yourself, then each one teach one.
Mm.
And if we can do that, take some of this information and save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one, teach one. And if we let that duplication process start going on, we're going to make an impact. And I will guarantee you that I have numerous conversations with Linda DeHart, mm-hmm. Nolan's mom.
Mm-hmm.
When they were going through it, she said it was hell. It was horrible. She had to watch them almost kill her son
to
get the cancer out, right?
Yes.
And so she says, what you guys did for Nolan was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, to me, it didn't seem like much. You know, it was just go to Pizza Hut, go to Chipotle, wherever. And then they sent me a check and I gave it to Nolan. But it meant so much to Nolan that I didn't even realize.
Bringing the message of hope one life at a time. Teach one, save one, teach one. Is that what you said?
Save yourself,
save
and
yourself.
Each one, teach one.
Each one, teach one. I love it. We'll go with that today. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Come
Thank
back
you.
Again, all right?
I'll do it.
All right. And in 1 year is the
Centurion.
Centurion race.
Yep.
We'll talk more about that next year.
I could probably do that. 5K. We'll see. Enjoyed our time together. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to hearing from you. Send me an email. Like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. And remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Be blessed.